What to do when someone isn't responding via text. Hey everyone, it's Deanna Durrell, intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And if you've ever been in that situation where you send off a really important personal text and you don't get a response as quickly as you want, or maybe not even at all, it can feel so debilitating and it can wear on your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your self-confidence. And it's easy to obsess and go down this downward spiral of shame and questioning yourself. And so my intent with making this Q&A is to give you some new perspectives to think about it in a different way before you go down the rabbit hole of despair into text inertia land, and also what you can do if you're already there. So the first thing is consider that text is, you know, it's really easy to put it off until a later date. I think sometimes in our day and age, we want everything immediately. And if it doesn't happen immediately, then we start to worry. So we're in a society now of instant gratification, especially with social media. So the idea of waiting feels very foreign. So know that, you know, your expectation for a response may be much shorter than somebody else's. And that doesn't mean that it has anything to do with you. It could just be their personal timing on when they reply back. I've had so many clients, you know, call me freaking out. They sent a text to a guy and they didn't hear back that, you know, within like 30 minutes or an hour. And I said, you know, consider that that person may not even be near their phone. And they may be working, or they see it, but they're not able to respond fully. And so they're going to wait until they are in a space to do that. And remembering that it's not about you is really, really important. And I've been there myself, and I've found it helpful. It's like we can tell ourselves one thing in our head about why they're not responding and make it all about us and go insane. Or you can just really relax into that goddess energy, that divine feminine, sink in, surrender, and trust that if they're going to get back to you, it's going to happen at the perfect time and there's no need to worry or stress out about it. Now, obviously, if it's important, then you might want to consider alternate routes to communication. Maybe that person, you know, they're not a texter. Maybe you want to give them a call or send them an email. And that might be more efficient depending on the nature of your request. But just because they don't get back to you within an hour or even, you know, a day doesn't mean that it's anything personal. So really taking on that stance that, you know, I'm going to choose to take nothing personally, even though it feels very personal, can be very liberating. Now, what do you do if you're already there? Let's say it's been a couple days, you know, and you've done everything, love and light, meditation, etc., and you don't know what else to do and you're going crazy. Here are some suggestions. The first thing is to change your environment. So leave the phone at home. I know this is like a very brave, big ask, but even for an hour, go for a walk. Let yourself come into your body, because oftentimes when we're freaking out, we're not in our body. We're not even breathing. We're in our heads trying to mastermind why, right? And go into future tripping and anxiety. So leave the phone at home for even 10 minutes. Go for a walk. If a walk isn't possible, go walk inside. Go to an indoor mall or something like that. And just use it as a time to channel all of that frustration into the walk. This is something that I recommend to clients. I use it through dance. So if you're not a dancer, then maybe a walk or a run or punching a pillow, but you're just having a place for that energy to go. Journaling is also wonderful. The other thing is what I already mentioned is consider that they may communicate better another way. So if it's been a couple of days and it's something really important to you, then you can reach out with a non-defensive email. And one of the things I recommend is starting with, I know you may not have gotten the message or seen it yet, and I just wanted to follow up with you. And what that does is it doesn't assume anything about that other person. It's just saying, hey, like this may not have already reached you, but if it has, you know, great. If not, here it is again. And just really being soft in your delivery and also trusting. When we're in that space of needing to be responded to immediately, usually it's because we're out of touch, right, with our own with our own self. We're not feeling grounded. We're feeling that need for extra validation, whether it's from a guy or, a work colleague or a client. Like, we're grasping for validation when really it needs to come back to yourself. So breath, using the breath and coming back into the body. All right, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever had this situation where they're just not responding and you don't know what to do? I'm sure you have your own suggestions. Please post it. Leave a comment on the blog so that we can all benefit. And if you're new to the community, welcome. So excited to have you. And if you haven't already gotten your free gift, 7 Goddess Secrets to Up Your Confidence Now, go ahead and grab it at DeannaDurrell.com.